Okay. In the Gemara's discussion of Tasev along with Asui, that you have to make the sukkah, it cannot be made on its own. You have to make it through your actions. As the pasuk says, Chag HaSukkah is Tasev Echav, Tasev along with Asui. Can't be that it was made backhandedly. It has to be something that you actively create. So the Gemara picks up on that discussion with regards to the mitzvah of lulav. The Gemara says, let us say this machleik is between Rav and Shmuel, whether cutting the schach off from the ground is considered as if you made the sukkah, or as if the schach was made by itself, if kitisasan zuhi asiyasan, or not. If you remember, that was a machleik, as Rav held kitisasan zuhi asiyasan, Shmuel held, it's not as if you made it, it's as if it became made by itself. So to the Gemara suggests that perhaps this is actually a machlekes hatanoim with regards to lulav. Because the Braisa tells us the following, Lemi ketanoi, right in the middle of Yud Alef and Beis. Over v'likton, posel. If you have a hadas which has more berries than leaves, so then the hadas is posel. You can kasha the hadas, this is a Gemara later on in Daf Lamed Gimel, by pulling the berries off, which is a major sugya in Hilchos Shabbos. Can you do that on Shabbos? Because you don't need the berries, you just want to... You just want to fix the hadas. This is what's known as a malacha shein tzricha legufa, a davar shein miskaven. You might have nightmares about that that topic, right? So that's where the famous discussion of the berries on the hadasim emerges. But the Gemara brings it up over here with regards to Tasev Amanasi as well. You have hadasim that have berries on them. So avar v'liktan, you remove them, it's still possible. Divar Reb Shimon ben Yoitza bar Yoitzadot. V'chachamim machshirim. The chachamim hold, once you pull the berries off of the hadas, it's kosher. Savrua, so the Gemara says, then we thought initially, the kuli alma lulav tzarech eged, that you have to bind all of the three minim together, three of the four, the lulav, the hadas, and the arav, you have to bind them all together. And another assumption, assumption number one is lulav tzarech eged, you have to bind them all together. And yalfina lulav misukkah, we derive lulav from sukkah, just like the pasuk says, by sukkah is chag, sukkah is tasa, the cha, tasa of and also you have to create it. It can't be something that happens on its own. So too, by the lulav, you have to create the binding, or allow the binding to be in a fashion that's usable when you created it, just like the sukkah, you put the tree on top of the schach, top of the sukkah, but it wasn't kosher when you put it there, and it only became kosher by itself when you cut it off from the ground. So too, by lulav, you have to be the one to make it kosher. Can't be that it became kosher on its own. So we thought, number one, lulav tzarech eged. And number two, we derive lulav from sukkah. Just like by sukkah, you have to be the one to make it kosher. So too, by lulav, you have to be the one to make it kosher. Rashi says we would have learned it out from a binyan av. Maybe it's all mitzvahs where you have to create something. We had it by mezuzah yesterday also. You have to be the one to put the mezuzah on the door. You can't put it on a post and attach the post to the door. You have to be the one to make it kosher. V'alfina lulav misukkah, d'chsiv gabi sukkah, taseh v'lo mina asoy. Just like by sukkah it says taseh v'lo mina asoy, we should derive lulav from there. Or lulav from tzitzis and sukkah. My love, behokam afligi. So both of those are given. Number one, lulav tzarech eged, and you have to be the one to make it kosher. It can't be tasev v'lo mina asui. So, ma'ala b'hakam afli, this is what they're arguing about. Demand a ma'afshir, the one who holds if you pull the berries off of the hadas, that it's kosher. Savar minan gabi sukkah k'tisas and zui asiyas, and he holds like Rav. When you pull it off, if it's as if you made it, when you pull off the berries, it's as if you made the dal minim kosher. V'gabi lulav nami amrinam l'kitas and zui asiyas, and just like by the sukkah, when you cut the schach off from the ground, you're the one who made the schach kosher. So too by lulav, you pull the berries off, you're the one who made it kosher. Uman de posil, the one who holds that such a lulav is no good, when you pull the berries off, it's no good. Savar loy amrinam gabi sukkah kitas and zui asiyas, and v'gabi lulav nami loy amrinam l'kitas and zui asiyas. They hold, when you pull it off, it's not as if you made it. You detach the schach from the ground, you did not make the schach kosher, it became kosher on its own. When you pull off the berries from the lulav, from the hadas, you didn't make it kosher, became kosher on its own. It's a problem of tasev v'lo mina asui. So this issue, Rav and Shmuel, is a machlekes hatanoim. So the Gemara says, no, you can't say conclusively that that's what they're arguing about, because we could argue the following. Loy de kuli alma loy amina gabi sukkah ketzitzas and zui asiyas. And we never said, no one would hold by sukkah that cutting it off is considered as if you made it. meaning no one would hold if you pull the berries off, is that considered to be as if you made the yeged, zuyas yasan, v'hacha b'melef lulav misuka kamafligi. The machlekes is there such a halacha by lulav? Everyone would hold if there would be tassif lo mina asur. Just like if you detach the schach from the ground, it's already on the sukkah, that's no good. Just hold if you pull the berries after it's already in the binding of the dalminim, that's no good, because it became kosher by itself. You didn't make it kosher. But is there such a halacha by lulav? V'hacha b'melef lulav misuka kamafligi. Do we actually derive the same halacha from sukkah to lulav, that you have to be the one to make it kosher? Can't be that it became kosher on its own. Man de machshir sava lo yafinu lulav misukkah, or man de pasil sava yafinu lulav misukkah. The one that holds it's kosher holds there is no halacha of tassif lo mina asur by lulav. The other one holds that there is tassif lo mina asur by lulav. Ibai seima says the Gemara will tell you they're arguing about something else. Is viralan, all three assumptions are up for debate. Is viralan, maybe. Everyone would hold kitzitzas and lavzui yisiyasan, and maybe everyone would hold that we could derive taas of lo mina asoy from sukkah to lulav, but they're actually arguing about whether or not you have to bind the lulav in the first place. He buys ema isfirulam the lulav tzarech eged kuliyamalo pligi the alfina lulav misukkah. If we would hold lulav tzarech eged, you have to have a binding of the lulav. You have to bind them all together. Everyone would have derived lulav from sukkah. But v'halka b'halka mefligi, is that true? Do we derive, does the lulav require binding? Mar sovar tzarech eged, umar sovar ein tzarech eged. That's the machlekes that they're arguing about. Do you have to bind the lulav in the first place? If you do, there'd be tasev lo mina asoy. Just like by sukkah. If there isn't, if you don't have to bind the three of the minim together, so then there is no halacha of tasev lo mina asoy. That's what they're arguing about. That's the conclusion of the Gemara. Okay, so what they're arguing about is when you pick the berries off the hadas after it's already in the binding, is that kosher or not? That should be tassif lo mina asoy. Just like by sukkah, cutting the schach off from the ground once it's already on top of the sukkah is no good. You didn't make it kosher. Cutting it off from the ground is not considered. You made it kosher. It became kosher on its own. So if you pick the berries off the hadas after it's already in the binding, that's no good. Tassif lo mina asoy. The question is, does it have to have a binding in the first place? According to the one who holds it does have to have a binding, it's tassif lo mina asoy. If you hold you don't have to have a binding, there's no halacha you have to have a binding. Certainly there's no tassif lo mina asoy. You don't have to bind it in the first place. Uvapukta dahani tanoi desanya lulav, and it really depends on a well-known machlekes hatanoim, do you have to bind the lulav? Lulav bein agud, bein she'eino agud kosher. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama, the Chachamim, is that the lulav does not have to be bound together, whether it is, whether it isn't, it's all kosher. Reb Yehuda Omer, agud kosher, she'eino agud pasul. You have to bind it together. So according to Yehuda, you have to be the one to bind it. It can't be that it became bound and usable by itself. You can't pick the berries off after it's already bound. According to the Rabbanan, you could pick the berries off. You never had to bind it in the first place. My time at Reb Yehuda, yalef lekicha lekicha me'agudas ezov. Reb Yehuda derives gzeira shava from agudas ezov, which is used. Agudas ezov is a hyssop tree together with an erez tree, which is a cedar tree, together with chut hashani, with red string. That was used for sprinkling the water of the paraduma, and you had to bind it together in a binding. It was also used to put the blood on the doorpost at the time of Makkas Bechayrus. So this pasuk is by Makkas Bechayrus. Ulekachtem agudas ezov, utvaltem oisov badam, and you should dip it in the blood and put it on your doorpost. But the pasuk says lekicha by agudas ezov, which was also used for the sprinkling of the paraduma. It was a binding of three different minim, all representing gaiva, which is, we give a whole shiur about that. But fine, that the another time you have the cedar tree, you have the medium hyssop, and you have the chut hashani. So you have to bind them all together in one bundle, and it says ulekachtem uksiv hacha ulekachtem lochem b'yoyim arishon. By the lulav also, you have to take it. On the first day. Ma'ala holan ba'aguda afkanami ba'aguda. No political statements here, right? But just like over there, you have to bind it all together in a bundle. So too, afkanami ba'aguda, you have to bind it all together in a bundle. V'rabbanan lekicha milekicha lo yafinan. The Rabbanan do not derive ulekachtem lechem. They don't have this gzeira shava. So they never heard of this. Nonetheless, the Gemara continues. Okay, so what emerges is we have machlekes tanum. Do you have to bind the wolf together? Chum say no. Rabbi Yehuda says yes. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there'd be a problem of tasif lomina aso. You have to be the one to make it usable. You can't pick the berries off if it's already bound. According to the Chachamim, you never had to bind them in the first place. Certainly, there'd be no tasif lomina aso. Nonetheless, the Gemara continues. Kaman aza hotesanya lulav mitzvah la'agdai. There's a mitzvah to bind it together. Ve'im la'agdai kasha. But if you didn't do it, it's kasha. Who is that going according to? E Rabbi Yehuda. If it's Rabbi Yehuda, kilo yagdo my kosher. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to bind it together. We learn out ukachtu machem ukudas ezav ukachtu machem by yom arishin. You have to bind it together. Irabanan, am I mitzvah? If it's the rabbanan, why is there a mitzvah to do it? And for the Gemara, li oilam rabbanan he. No, it is. There is a mitzvah, the rabbanan. But nonetheless, the rabbanan hold. True, you don't have to bind them together, but mitzvah. I'm sorry, my mitzvah, the other rabbanim, mishum shenem, arzeh, keli vanveu, hisnav, the fun of the mitzvahs. Since there's a mitzvah, a hidur mitzvah, zeh, keli vanveu, this is my God, I will glorify him. So the way you do mitzvahs in a pleasant, in a noah fashion, in a beautiful fashion, is by binding the three minim together. That's hidur mitzvah, and therefore it's a mitzvah, the chatchiga, to bind the three minim together. But you're right, you don't have to do it. The Rabbanan hold it's kosher if you didn't do it, but it's a mitzvah to do it because of hidur mitzvah. That's what emerges from the Gemara. Okay, machlekes hatanaim, do you have to bind the lulav together? We paskin, you don't, like the Rabbanan, but there's a mitzvah to do it. But, it sounds like, even though the Rabbanan hold there's a mitzvah to do it, there's no tasav lo min ha'osui. No one would say, according to the Rabbanan, if I bound it together and then pull the berries off of the hadasim to make it kosher, that's no good. The Gemara said, according to the Rabbanan, there's no tasav lo min ha'asui. So the question is, why if there's a mitzvah to bind the lulav, according to the Rabbanan, according to Yehuda, you have to bind it together. According to the Rabbanan, it's a mitzvah to bind it together. How can the Gemara then state before we arrive at the conclusion of the Gemara that according to the Rabbanan there's no halacha of tas of lomen asur by lulav if you have to bind it together lechadchila? Then lechadchila there should be a din of tas of lomen asur by lulav. You understand the question? Again, the Gemara said, is there tas of lomen asur by lulav? Can you pick the berries off once it's already bound together? No one holds picking it off as making it, just like cutting the schach off from the ground is not considered as if you made the schach. Kitzitzas and lavs ruisias, and that's off the table. Fine. Do you have to, but can I pick off the berries once it's already bound? The Gemara said, depends. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, you can't. Tasav lo min ha'asui. You hold like the Rabbanan, you can. You never had to bind it together in the first place, so it's kosher. Then the Gemara, at the end of the conclusion, the Gemara says, 1 minute. According to the Rabbanan, you know what, you should really bind it together. Hidur mitzvah. 1 minute. If you have to bind it together, so we have a problem with the earlier Gemara. How then, if there's a mitzvah to bind it together, how could the Rabbanan say that you can pick the berries off once it's in the bundle? It should be a problem of tasav and lomina asoy, not me'akev b'diyevid. You don't have to bind it together b'diyevid. But at least the chachila, it should be a problem of tasav and lomina asoy. Yet the Gemara never makes that kind of assertion. Why not? If you have to bind the lulav together, and that's the way we paskin. We paskin and chachila, you're supposed to bind three minim together. Why is there no problem of tasav lomina asoy? At least the chachila, that you have to... When you have to be the one to create the eged. So, I think the most obvious explanation is that it's because when the Gemara comes to the conclusion that according to Rabbi the Chachamim, you have to bind the lulav together, that's not the same as it was for Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're making eged. You are taking the three minim together, binding them together into one item. Just like you're taking walls, you're taking schach, you're making a sukkah, you're taking different parts and building a big structure, so you have to be the one to make it kosher, so too, Rabbi Yehuda holds, lulav tzarech eged, I take hadasim, I take arovis, I take a lulav, I bind it together into one item, so you have to be the one to make it kosher, it can't have happened on its own, tasav lo min ha'asui. But according to the Rabbanan, you're not creating a new item, there's no asiyah here, what are you doing? It's a hidur mitzvah. It's a separate idea. You know what? It's not nice to look disheveled. Here you have this over there. You have this over here. You have your lulav poking out of your back pocket. Your hadasim over here in your lapel. Everything looks ridiculous. So being much nicer if you'd come, you know, like a yekka, with everything bound together. But you're not creating a new item. This is a separate halacha, bezundere halacha, if you will, of Hidur mitzvah, separate thing. It should look nice. And it looks nicer, at least for certain people, when it's all bound together, organized. Then it looks nicer. Not when it's all over the place. But you're not creating a new item. Since you're not creating a new item, there's no tas of lomana asur. Yeah.
It doesn't seem to fit with like the way we explained Hidur mitzvah on the other sheet.
I agree. I don't like this. So we're still at the beginning. Give me time. I don't like this at all. But I think this is the way the Ritva learned, Rabbi Yisrael. Because look over here at the Ritva. The Ritva says, first of all, he already knocks this down. Don't tell me that the idea of being ma'agid de lulav is a din d'oraisa. Even though according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a din d'oraisa, it's ma'akev, agzera shava, agudas ezoiv, kachtem agudas ezoiv, kachtem lochem. The Ritva says already, this whole thing is only the Rabbanon. El di evedim lo agdo kasher, the hakobed oraisa lo shani la bein lechachigo bein b'dievet. He makes a large assertion, which is not accepted by most, that by dinim d'oraisa we never have a difference between lechachila and b'dievet. That whole structure, conceptually, only exists by dinim d'rabbanon. How can you have a lechachigo d'oraisa? Either it is or it isn't. Most Rishayim accept that there can be, at least with regards to mitzvahs. So you can have a lechachila by a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to lay in kriya shema kevasikin. It's a mitzvah to David in a way that you can be mashmiya la'ozno. But if you didn't, you're still yoytze, as long as you were moytze b'svasav. There are many lechachilas that we have in halacha. But the Ritva assumes you can't have such a thing. So he knocks this whole thing down to the Rabbanan, uparkinan dehainu mitzvah midrabbanan mishum shenemar zeh keli vanveh v'snav lefanuk b'mitzvahs. You know why there's no tassavu l'minasui over here? This is just a din derabbanan. It's not even perhaps a din deraisa. Make it look nice and organized. New, put it together. But there's no tassavu l'minasui. You're not making a new item. So therefore, even according to the Rabbanan, even though l'chadchil you have to bond it together, we would never suggest l'chadchil there's tassavu l'minasui. Yeah.
Would there ever be tassav l'minasui for the Rabbanon? Like, why wouldn't it also be a violation of that for them? They don't require the tie, but it's still a finished product that you're
My question, that's my question. So I think you have to, it's not mine, but I think you have to suggest, Pashup Shat, is that this is Hidur mitzvah, not Eged Lulav. Rabbi Yehuda holds, this is a real din of, one of the halachas of Dalaminim is you have to bind them all together in a bundle. The Rabbanon never heard of this. So everybody said, but you know what? It looks nicer. Hisna lefon of b'mitzvahs. Look like you came into Sukkot with some semblance of organization and Seder. Don't rush into shul with your lulav over here and your leaves over there and this over there. Come on. But then there's no halach of tats of lomina. So you're not making something. You're not making a sukkah. You're not making a dalaminim into one item. You're not making a bundle. You're just putting it together. So it looks nice. So we never, no tats of lomina. The problem is, we could have said that. It wouldn't fit with our understanding of Hidur Mitzvah, because we explained Hidur Mitzvah is more nuanced than that, but I don't think this is correct for other reasons. For example, look over here at Taisus and Gittin. We've seen this already earlier in the year. Taisus and Masechtas Gittin quotes from Rabbeinu Tam, the following unusual halacha. The Gemara says, by Mezuzah, the Pasuk says, Ukshartem, or by Tefillin, Ukshartem Leos al Yalchol, Tatafos ben Einecha, right after that, the mitzvah mezuzah. But it puts ukshartem uchsavtem in adjacent psukim. So the Gemara derives from that. We can derive smuchim. We can darsh in adjacent psukim in Sefer Dvarim, because Moshe Rabbeinu organized it. So the Gemara says in Sefer Dvarim, we can darsh in smuchim, and we darsh in these two psukim, that they are adjacent to each other. Kol sheyeshno b'kashira, yeshno b'ksiva. Anybody who's obligated in tefillin is able to write mezuzahs, or to write tefillin. Anybody then who's excluded from tefillin, the mitzvah of tefillin, is excluded from writing Sefer Torah, tefillin, and mezuzahs. Who is that? A woman. She's excluded from the mitzvah of tefillin, therefore she can't write tefillin. Mikan omer Rabbeinu Tam, but Rabbeinu Tam derived from here more than that. De'ein isha, again, Rabbeinu Tam derived from here a global principle. Whenever one is not obligated in the mitzvah, he can't create the item. We discussed this by Sukkah. Sukkah's Gambach. So Rabbeinu Tam says from here, Ein isha agedes lula va'ayse tzitzis. Keva d'loy mifkida. She's not commanded. The Ainira, Tosis disagrees. Because sukkah's gambach is kosher. A woman can build a sukkah even though she's exempt from sukkah. It's a mitzvah sasesha, is my grandma. V'davka, sefer Torah tefillin u'mezuzah, the sivuch shat u'muchsavtin darshin anochi. This is only by sefer Torah tefillin u'mezuzah. It's not a general rule by all mitzvahs. Whoever's not obligated cannot create the item. However, we distinguish that perhaps sukkah is different. Perhaps sukkah is different. But now Rabbeinu Tam was discussing, let's leave sukkah off the table for a minute. What did Rabbeinu Tam say? A woman cannot create the item of a mitzvah. What can't she create? A gudas lulav. One minute. If putting the dalaminim together is just because it looks nice, it looks better to be organized, what difference does it make? Who does it? You're not doing anything halachic. So you'll tell me we reject Rabbeinu Tam. And we probably do. But look at the Ramah. Says the Ramah, lulav sha'agdo kusi. You have a non-Jew who puts together the lulav. They get desperate in the lulav story, So they have the people to tie the things together. Who's going to do it? Lulav sha'agdo kusi vasao kasher kamo sukas kusi. Vasao kasher. I'm sorry. And he made the lulav, it's kasher. Just like sukas ganbach. The chaf is kusi. Kusi can make the sukkah. Says the Magen Avraham, mashma, d'lechatchila lo yagdenu akum. K'mo shekasa b'simin yudal, gabi noshim, just like women shouldn't make tzitzis, l'chatchila, a kusi should not bind the dalaminim. V'chein kasa b'agos, ma'amin is b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. V'tzarechiyun, he quotes Rabbeinu Tam, but says the Magen Avraham, 1 minute, this is a problem. The kaimel and lulav ain't sarach eged. You don't have to bind the lulav together in the first place. The only reason we do it is because it looks nice. So what difference does it make who does it? Vim kein ha'eged eino min ha'mitzvah. Ayin sukkah yudal from a beis. Says the Magen Avraham, sarach loymar, kevin shunoi le'mitzvah chashuv k'mitzvah atzmo. What does that mean? Since it makes the mitzvah more beautiful, it's like the mitzvah itself. What in the world does that mean? It clearly means that what? That making the dalaminim, putting them together in an eged for the Rabbanan is more significant than we thought. It's not just in order to make it look nice, because it's organized as opposed to disheveled, then it wouldn't make a difference who does it. This is part and parcel of the mitzvah to put them all together. You're putting them all together. That's part of the mitzvah. It's like the noy mitzvah is like the mitzvah. And since a woman is exempt from lulav, she can't be the one to put it together. Putting it together is part or the beginning of the mitzvah. Even according to the Rabbanan, the lulav ain't sarach eged. Okay, what can you make so much about 1 point? Okay, you have a little Ramah, okay. It's a problem. However, Rabbi said, turn to Lama Gimel Mabez. What kind of bundle? How do you make this bundle? How do you do it? So the Gemara says, and I'm a Gimel Mabez. Here. 2 lines up from the Mishnah, and I'm a Gimel Mabez. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you need a Kshira Ma'al Yasa. Or Eged Ma'al Yasa. Since Rabbi Yehuda holds Lulav Tzarech Eged, you can't get away with what the Gemara calls Anivas Yerek. You can't get away. A person goes to the grocery store and he buys green beans or asparagus. Yeah, asparagus is sold like this. Sometimes it's sold with like a little string around it. So that's not knots and fancy things. Now it's glued together. But then, they would stoop, the ends, like kids tie shoes, just stoop the ends somewhere in the shoe, and then it's all done. But they never made any knots. That's not good for Lulav Tzarech Eged. What do you need, according to Rabbi Yehuda? You need an Eged Ma'al Yasa. What's that? What's an Eged Ma'al Yasa? You need a knot, something that's significant. Let's assume a kesher, a gabi kesher, a double knot, chayv and hilchos Shabbos, a bow is a shayla and hilchos Shabbos. Let's assume there's a parallel between the two. Maybe a bow is good, maybe a bow isn't good, but certainly a double knot would suffice. However, look at Rashi. Upalegale, look at Rashi. Bululav de ain't sarach egen, shamina mehacha, says Rashi. Two lines up from the Mishnah, Lamed Gimel Beis. We derive from here. The be'inyan, the ba'ina belulav kesher gamur. You need an alulav, a real knot. Sheyikshor shnei roshe ha'eged va'eidem kaguda sholyerek lav egedhu. You tie like they tie vegetables, that's no good. But now comes the punchline. Va'filu rabbanan, de pligi aleid Rabbi Yehuda. Even according to the rabbanan who hold, Rabbi say what? Lulav ein tzarech eged, you don't have to bind it together. Amri lulav eina she eina agud kosher, moidu de mitzvah la agdai. You have to tie it together. Kidetanya le'el mishum zeh keli van ve'u v'kmur k'rabbanan. So according to the Rabbanan, who hold lulav tzarech ein tzarech eged, which we said initially was just make it look nice, so it shouldn't be disheveled. Nonetheless, says Rashi, guess what kind of knot you need? What do you need? A kesher, a gabi kesher, a double knot. Why should you need a double knot? According to Rabbi Yehuda, the lulav tzarech eged, I'm making it into one item, I understand. You need a double knot to bind it together. A little loosey-goosey thing is no good. According to Rabbanan, why do I have to tie it in a double knot? And in fact, that's how we pask in Shulchan Aruch. Everybody say, look over here, Oiz Dalu, Shulchan Aruch. U'mitzvah la'agdam b'kesher gomor. Dehainu beis ksharim zeh al zeh mishum noi. We paskin lulav ein tzarech eged. You don't have to bind it together at all. But there's a mitzvah kachilu to do it, mishum noi mitzvah, and guess what? You have to use a double knot. Therefore, if you didn't do this from Erev Yontif, can you do it on Yontif? No, because you're tying it out on Yontif. Therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch, ve'im loy agdami b'yom, you didn't do this from before Yontif, oisha huter agudai, or your knot became undone. E evshala agda b'yantif b'kesher gomer, you can't do this on yantif. Ela agda b'aniva, then you'll have to use a bow. However, the Ramah is, so svardim should really tie kesher agda b'kesher. However, skip the Mishnah Berurah for a minute, look at the Ramah. Yesh mi shekosev lasayis ha'kesher b'derech acher. There are those who say to do it differently. Shekarch and tzvivos minim egu v'teichven roish ha'krach. If that sounds complicated, it's not. You tie it through each other and then into the sides. Like a gartel if you wear one. Right? Around and then in. That's probably the way they tied the vegetables. Says Ramah, that's what you should do. When did the Ramah say that? Only on Yontif if your thing fell out, or all the time you never have to tie it in a double knot. So Mishnah Berurah is quick to say, a Yontif kaid. It's only if it happened on Yontif. Otherwise, you should really do a kesher agabi kesher. The problem is, the Ramah says, kein noyagin. You don't have a minig for a contingency. You have a minig for something that happens all the time, not something that happens rarely. So he says, but then, Ramah b'shem matur, maybe the het to the kricha, ach ma desima Ramah v'chein noyagin, pirish ha-magin avram af b'chayot sarachiyin. Even during the week, you don't have to tie the double knot. The Mishnah Berurah is not happy about that. According to Negra, you should really tie the double knot all the time. And we make three ksharim, two on the lulav, because of the three ovis. Whatever, we have three things on the lulav. That's our meaning. But the bottom one should be around all three. Kesher, al-gabi kesher. Many people don't do that. We have these store-bought, what's called a keshikloch, a keshikol, which is that woven basket with the three prongs, which everybody puts their da'o minim in. So Mishnah Berurah brings that up earlier in the brackets of Kan Ches. Ve'ayin chuvas agur ba'alecha. I don't know who that is. Shemitzadei demashu nagin ha'olam shalor la'asas kesher la'oysim min alei lulav kemin base yad. They make like a handle, a holder. Ve'taifun alulav boy gamze b'chlal kesher. That's also considered a double knot. Not everybody is satisfied with that. Daruch Lener, in the Bikurei Yaakov and Shulchan Aruch Hilchazudal Aminim, the Chassam Sofer say that's not a double knot, that's no good, that's just a woven basket. I'm not an expert in basket weaving to know if that's tighter or whatever, looser than a double knot, but they are assuming it's not the equivalent of a double knot. It would be better if you would tie a double knot around the bottom of your lulav. That's why many of us have the minig. After you have your, you put your three on the lulav for your gimel ovis, and then you put one around the bottom of the holder, which should preferably be tied in a double knot. Fine. But the Mishnah Berurah said that was okay. The pre-made, prefab one is all right. But 1 minute. But you need a kesher, agabi kesher. If this is only to make it look nice, why should I need a kesher, agabi kesher? This is just noi mitzvah. Apparently, it's more than that, according to the Rabbanim. It's not just to make it look nice. It would be just to make it look nice. You wouldn't need all this. It sounds like it's more than that. So Brisker Rav and Avnei Nezer both argue that it is more than that. According to the Rabbanan, it's not just putting it together to make it look nice. There is also a mitzvah of Eged, according to the Rabbanan, which is a hidur in the mitzvah of lulav. Meaning, it's an enhanced fulfillment of the mitzvah when you put them all together. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to do it. According to the Rabbanan, it's a hidur mitzvah to do it. Hidur mitzvah doesn't mean to make things look nice. If it would be to make things look nice, why do I have to have a double knot? We've explained this before. Hidur mitzvah is not something that's for public consumption often, as we discuss hidur mitzvah by Mila and other situations. Hidur mitzvah means to fulfill the mitzvah in an enhanced fashion. So even according to the Rabbanan, when you put the Dalaminim together in a bundle, you're fulfilling it in an enhanced fashion. And that's why it's better if you use a double knot. It's not just to make it look organized like a silver holder. No. It's an enhanced mitzvah. And the Raya is from another Gemara. Rabbi says, turn to Lamed Zayin Mabez. Gemara says in Lamed Zayin Mabez the following. Amar Rabba, three lines from the top. Loi Lodutz Inish Lulava Bahashana. Don't put your three minim in a Hashana holder. The Dilma Natri Tarfi Vahavi Chatzitza. Maybe leaves will fall off and it will be a Chatzitza. Look at Rashi. Two lines down in a narrow line. Dilma Natri Tarfi. Halulav, meaning what the case situation is like this. You have hadasim, you have aravis. Oh, I forgot to put the lulav. That's called a hashana. Hashana is just hadasim, just aravis. Like we have an hashana rabbi, just aravis. So the Gemara says, don't take your lulav and stoop it into just hadasim and aravis. Because what's going to happen when you stoop it in? The leaves are going to fall off because you squeezed in your lulav. Now what's going to be, what's separating between your hadasim, the stem of the hadasim, and the lulav, the aravis and the lulav, what's separating between them? Broken off leaves. Those broken off leaves are now a chatzitza, like a person who goes into a mikvah with a foreign object on him that the waters of the mikvah don't touch his entire body. That's called a chatzitza. So to hear, there's a break. There is something being mafzik between the lulav and the hadasim and the aravis. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. Dilma natri tarfi, halula masher ali hahadas, varava umishtarim be'ege. They sit there in the, you know, in the binding, in the bundle, the chaytetzin bein min lemin. They separate between the hadas and the lulav, the aravas and the lulav. Ve'enam agudam yachad la'ases l'kicha achas. It's not one bundle. Major problems. Then they look back and they go, Rava amar min bimin eino chaytetz. And that's what we paskin. This is okay to do, because since the leaves are the same as the items that you're binding together, it's not chaytetz. And that's a common rule in halacha. Min b'min ain't a chaytetz. Something like if you something that's in the sea is not chaytetz between you and the water. It's briyaso min amayim. It's created in the water. That's like part of the water. So to here, why don't you say that one layer of skin is chaytetz b'fnei the other layer of skin, because it's all the same thing. Min b'min ain't a chaytetz. So to over here, min b'min ain't a chaytetz. So who would you say this Gemara applies to? This for Rabbi Yehuda. Lulav tzarech eged. So you better have it that they're all touching each other. Otherwise it's not a bundle. You have something in between. You have a problem. The problem is, the Rishonim quote this halacha lemaisa. Look over here. Ois hey, im nashu ha'alim b'sayich ha'aguda be'ingin shemafzik ein lochush. Says the Shulchan Aruch, if there are broken leaves inside of your keshikol, don't worry. Dimin b'min ein ha'chaitzetz. You put inside over there your key card, you have pennies, you have something else, then you have a problem. But the leaves are not a problem. What is this doing in the Shulchan Aruch? Halachas of min b'min ain't a chaitzitz. If we're just dealing with halacha that makes things look nice, you don't want it to be disheveled, what does a little leaf stuck in the keshikol mean anything? Then you have to come to halacha min b'min ain't a chaitzitz. What does that have to do with looking nice? So says the Avnei Nezer, says the Brisker Rav, you see from here the following. And that is that according to the Rabbanan, there is also a mitzvah to bind everything together. And that's an enhanced form of fulfillment of the mitzvah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to bind them together to be one item. According to the Rabbanan, you have to bind them together, not just because it looks nice, that's also an enhanced fulfillment of the mitzvah. But it's not ma'akev. You don't have to do it. But you should do it because it's an enhanced fulfillment of the mitzvah. If that's the case, we're back to where we started, yeah?
So is it the mitzvah of lulav? Or is it the mitzvah of, hidur mitzvah?
No! Hidur mitzvah tells you, fulfill lulav the best you can. And if you put it together, that's the best you can. That's an enhanced form of lulav. 1 minute. If we're going this far, we're back to where we started, which is always frustrating. Why then is there no problem of tasev elo min ha'osui, which is where we started? We said according to the Rabbanan, if you pick off the berries after it's in a binding, that's okay. According to Yehuda, you pick it off after it's in the binding, that's no good. If Yehuda holds you have to bind them together, you have to make it like one item, just like the sukkah, you have to be the one to make it, can't happen on its own. According to the Rabbanan, it sounds like you also have to bind it together. We have halachas of chatzitzis that are quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Everything's got to be bound together with a knot on top of a knot and a whole story. And maybe a person who's in the mitzvah should do it. Binding the mitzvah together is an enhanced fulfillment of the mitzvah, and that's what Hidur Mitzvah means. Fulfilling it in a better fashion, not by dressing it up in a way that seems pleasant and organized to me. We don't all have to be yekis. You don't have to be organized. You can be disheveled if you want. But your lulav better be held together. Nothing to do with because it looks nice, because it's enhanced fulfillment of the mitzvah. Why then is there no problem of tasav lo min ha'asui, and what enhanced fulfillment is there?
So there's no chakira of whether Hidur Mitzvah is its own mitzvah or if it's the mitzvah itself. Like, what mitzvah, when you're doing Hidur Mitzvah, are you doing the mitzvah in a better fashion, or are you doing the mitzvah of Hidur Mitzvah?
You are discussing a sugya in Hilchos Chanukah.
Yeah, it could be.
By
but it seems like... Cause
I don't want to get into that now.
Okay.
This is... It's more complicated than I'm making it out to be, if that's what you're trying to say. But I'm not distorting the facts. Okay. Let's leave it like that. There's more to say, but we don't have to... It's not just Shir and Hidur Mitzvah. The Hidur Mitzvah is always an enhanced fulfillment of the mitzvah. You're asking, can I enhance it at a separate time that I'm fulfilling the mitzvah, or does it have to be at the same time that I'm fulfilling the mitzvah?
I'm asking it because according to the Magen Avraham, it sounds like it's an enhancement of the mitzvah because it says, Chashuk mitzvah asma, or that's
right.
But Rashi is saying, it's mitzvah la'ogdo.
Yeah.
Meaning like, it's a mitzvah to be ma'agid, but that's not
the Hidur mitzvah is more complicated. We're going to discuss it actually. We'll discuss it in Chanukah. Fine. Commit to discuss a Hanukkah. Hidur Mitzvah might be a separate mandate. Either way, it's not to make things look nice. Hidur Mitzvah is an enhanced fulfillment of the mitzvah. It might have to be at the same time as the mitzvah. It might be that you could come after. But what defines Hidur Mitzvah is not gold and silver and shiny and organized. What defines Hidur Mitzvah, as we've said before, is halachic. Whatever is halachically superior is better. So too, according to the Rabbanan, it's halachically superior to bind the lulav together. However, I don't think it's the same as it is for Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why there's no problem of tasvim and also according to the Rabbanan, but there is according to Rabbi Yehuda. Let me explain. And this is all that Avnei Nezer explains all this. And that is, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the reason why you have to bind the dalminim together is in order to make it to one item, like an agudas ezoiv. Okay? So there's a problem of tasav lomina asui. You have to be the one to make it bound together and make it kosher to use when it's bound together, not that you picked off the berries after. Fine. And it's to make it one. However, according to the Rabbanan, that's not the nature of the halacha. The nature of the halacha is to take the three minim together, you'll say, of course you have to do that. Not so simple. Not so simple. Rabbi said, turn to the Gemara, Lama Daud and Mabez. Not the Gemara. Gemara says like this. Rabbi Lazar, Amala Rabbi Lazar. Middle of Lama Daud and Mabez, first words on the line are Rabbi Lazar. Yachol Yehei Esrog Imayin Ba'aguda. Do you have to bind the Esrog together with the other three minim? Amarta. V'chinemar pre-Eitz Hadar. V'kapos Tamarim. Does it say an Esrog and a Lulav? V'aloy lo'inemar ela kapos. There's no Vav. So it's separated. It's separate from the other three. It's not part of the same bundle. As opposed to the other three, where it says, Ana, what does the pasuk say? What about Kapos Marim? Anaf, V'anaf, Eitz Avos, V'ar V'nochal. There is Vavs between them. Yeah? V'anaf, Eitz Avos, V'ar V'nochal. With Hadasim, with Aravos. So there's a Vav there. There's no Vav by the Esrig. The Esrig doesn't have to be taken together with them. In fact, look even at the next line in the Gemara. Uminayin shema akvin zeh. How do you know that you have to take all of them? Maybe it's enough with, you know, you have four options how to do the mitzvah. You like esregim, you like lulav, you like it. How do you know you have to take all of them? Tamaloy ma'u lekachtem shekehe lekicha tama. You have to pick them all up. You have to pick them all up at once? Do you? So it's a big sugya. I don't have time to get into all of it. But look at the way we pass in. Very surprising to most people. Look at the Shulchan Aruch, Ois Vav. Dalim minim halalu ma'akvin zeh. You have to take all of them. Shemchas la'echemem lo yavarach al-ashar. You can't make a brach unless you have all four. But, imha you are batan mitsuyim etzloi v'notlam echad echad yotza. You took them one by one, but they're all there. That's fine. You have lulav, pick it up. Hadasim, pick it up. Aravis, pick it up. Esrik, pick it up. Yoyotze. How about that? How about that? Should you do that? No. It's kosher if you did, because lulav ain't sarach eged. We passing like the rabbani, you don't have to. There's a mitzvah la'agdoi. There's a mitzvah to put it together. Which three together? The lulav, the adasim, and the aravis. What is that mitzvah? That's a mitzvah of pre Eitz Hadar, kapos, tmarim, va'anaf, Eitz Avos, vi'ar ve'nochal. They should all be taken together. You might have even thought the Esrog should be together in the bundle. No, there's no Vav. But it's not l'chachigo to take them one after the other, after the other, after the other, even though you're yoytze like that. The mitzvah of Eged Lulav, according to the Rabbanan, is to take them all at once. In fact, if you look in the Talmud Yerushalmi, says the Talmud Yerushalmi, over here, Ozein Amar Rabbi Yosi, Ilu have iksiv vikapos tmarim, yosla iksiv ela kapos tmarim. If it would have said it with a vav, then you would have had to put it in the same bundle. But now, even though it doesn't say without a vav, afilu zebi yodar achas vzebi yodar achas. They can be in separate hands. If it would have said it with a vav, you would have thought they all have to be in the same hand. Now that they're in two separate, without a vav, they're in two separate hands. You're supposed to put them together. The Beis Yosef quotes them the Rakanti. They did a dream every night, the same dream, where there were three oisiyos of the same Hashem, of the same Havaya, and on one side, and one ois on the other side. The Yud, Hey, and the Vav, and then the Hey on the other side. And every night he had the same recurring dream that they were separated like this. Three over here, one over here. Then the Rakanti realized in the morning that he woke up that it's talking about the Dalaminim because he was holding the three over here and the Esrog over here and you're supposed to put them together. That's why he had the same dream and then the dream stopped. So fine, we put them together, but they're in separate hands. Why are they in separate hands? There's no Vav by Kapos, by Pre-Eitz Hadar. Vikapos Tamarim, it doesn't say. It just says Kapos Tamarim. That's in one hand, this is in the other hand. And the reason why there's a Vav between the other two is to teach us like the Rabbanan. This is the source for the Rabbanan to bind them all together to be one Aguda. Where's the source of the Rabbanan? Because you want to take them all together at the same time. That's why there's a Vav. The Gemara says that they're Ma'akvin Zezeh. Even if you take that, you have to take all four, but you can pick them up one after the other. You're still Yaitse. So it says in Shulchan Aruch. But the mitzvah chaychila is to take them all at once. However, that's all it is. So for the Rabbanon, the reason why you have to bind it together is because you want to take them all at once. And you bind them together in order so that it should be one taking. So now we can understand why it has to have a kesher al gabi kesher. Maybe you can't even have a chatzita there because then you're taking other things. This is a taking of the lulav. But it's not because you're creating a new item. I'm not binding all three together into be one bundle like Reb Yehuda, in which case there could be a problem of tasa v'lo min ha'asoi. No. According to the Rabbanan, all you're doing is trying to take them all at once. So there's no halach of tasa v'lo min ha'asoi. You're not making a new item. What are you doing? You're taking them all at once. So you have to bind them together in order to take them all at once. But you're not creating a new item. I'm not binding them all together to be one. I'm only binding them together in order that I should take them at the same time. So that's why, according to the Rabbanan, there's no problem of tase v'lo min ha'asoy. According to Yehuda, there is, because you're binding them together to be one new item, and there's asiya, so tase v'lo min ha'asoy. According to the Rabbanan, there's a mitzvah to be ma'agedem, but nothing to do with Rabbi Yehuda. It's because it's hidur mitzvah, an enhanced fulfillment of the mitzvah of lulav. How so? Because you took them all together at once. Not one, then the other, and not even all in the same hands. Rather, you bound them together. That enhances your taking them all together at once. And that's what there's a mitzvah to be ma'agedem. But since you're not creating a new item, there's no situation or suggestion of taseh v'lo min ha'asui. Rav Shechter quotes himself, Eichik, something very unusual. He said that according to the Rabbanan, he asked Akasha, according to the Rabbanan, you have to have Eged l'chachila. So whatever for Reb Yehuda's ma'akev, the Rabbanan is l'chachila. So he said you shouldn't use the keshikol, that holder, it's tasev lo min ha'asoy, even though we don't pass on Reb Yehuda, we pass on like the Rabbanan, you need Eged l'chachila, there's a problem of tasev lo min ha'asoy l'chachila. So you wouldn't use the prefab. It's tasev lo min ha'asoy. But we all use the prefab. And I'm not advocating it. Even I don't think Rav Shechter advocated against it. And I think the answer is along the lines of what we just explained. That according to the Rabbanan, the mitzvah of Eged, the enhanced fulfillment of the mitzvah is different than it is for Yehuda. And that's why there's no problem of tasa v'lo min ha'asoy. Let's just go back to the Gemara in Yudalef and Beis. One final ha'ara, and the Gemara we're probably familiar with. So the Gemara continues after the two dots. Okay, we do Eged l'chachila, Rabbi is saying. We try and take it in the keshikol. It's nice to put another thing around it at the bottom. No problem of tasav lomanasav. So the Gemara continues with the two dots. Zeh klal, based on that, we're going to have to pick up with this next time, but the Gemara is commenting on the last line in the Mishnah, that the schach can't be something which is mekabel tuma. If it accepts tuma, it's no good for schach. So Gemara asks, how do you know that? Minoani miwi. Amar eish lakish amar kra ve'eid yalim in oretz. Because it says that the cloud rose up from the ground. Ma'ed, this is talking about the Anani HaKavod. Ma'ed, davar shenu makabel tuma, v'gidu min ha'aretz. Afsuka, davar shenu makabel tuma, v'gidu min ha'aretz. Just like a cloud, it doesn't really grow from the ground, but just like a cloud grows from the ground, and it's not makabel tuma, so to the sukkah should be made of items that grow from the ground that are not makabel tuma. Hey, nichol aman de yomar, anani kavod hoyu. It seems to be that some achlokes when the pasuk says that we dwelt in sukkos, laman yedud or seichem kibes sukkos hayshavti. What are we discussing when it says sukkos? Desanya we have achlokes hatanoim. Kibes sukkos hayshavti is bnei Yisrael anane hakavod. How are you? They weren't real sukkos; they were anane hakavod. Devar Belazer, that's what Belazer is opinion. Rabbi Kiva, I mean sukkos mamish. We actually dwelt in huts. Asulahem. Say, hey, Nichol Rabbi Elazar. This works well according to Rabbi Elazar. Just like the sukkah, the Anani HaKavod, grew from the ground, and yet are not Makabal Tuma, so to the sukkah should be stuff that grows from the ground that's not Makabal Tuma. El Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva, they lived in Sukkos Mamish, Ma'ikol HaMeimar. How do you know? Then it can't be something that's not Makabal Tuma. Clouds, we understand they're not Makabal Tuma. I don't know what they made their sukkahs in the midbar with. Maybe they made it with pots and pans. How do I know? So how do you know that it can't be something that's not makabel tuma? This is a famous machlekes hatanoim, and we'll get with the not makabel tuma next time. But this is a famous machlekes hatanoim. What did we dwell in the midbar? What are we celebrating on Sukkos? The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided us with the Anani HaKavod, or that we dwelt in Sukkos Mamish? So what's fascinating is the Tor paskins this. Shaila, Rabbi Yisrael. I would have said, what's the paskin? But the Tor paskins this. Look over here. Where is it? Tor paskins like this. Basukas teishu shivas yamim. Raman yedu du reseichem ki basukas hayshavti yis b'nei Yisrael b'ayitziyo yisamei Eretz Mitzrayim. Very unusual for the Tor to begin with a pasuk, but okay. You should sit in Sukkos in order so that you should know that you dwelt in Sukkos on your way out of Mitzrayim. Tell our Kosev mitzvah, Sukkah mitzvahs Mitzrayim. It's in order to remind us of Yitzias Mitzrayim, v'chein harbe mitzvahs. We have many mitzvahs, zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'sukkah shom, our Kosev shal shivenu bahem, heim anonei kavod. He's paskin in machlekes tanoim. Why is he doing that? Rashi also paskins on Chumash. So does the Ramban. It was anonei akavod, not Sukkos mamash. I don't know how they knew that. It's machlekes tanoim. Maybe it's because the Gemara goes on to deal with the opinion of Rabbi Elazar that it was anani akavod, and that it was the Gemara says if it's anani akavod, it works out well. The Gemara seems to prefer that opinion. I don't know. It's hard to know why they paskin this halacha that it's anani akavod. But either way, why does the Tor bring the pasuk? The whole thing is unusual. So the Bach has a famous comment on this Tor, which you have to be aware of. The Bach says the reason why the Tor brings it is because this is a halacha. If you sit in sukkah and don't have in mind the reason, and that's perhaps why the Tor paskin the Shaila. I don't know how he knew to paskin like Rabbi Elazar, but the reason why the Tor paskin the Shaila is it's nagei l'alocha. A person's not in fulfillment of the mitzvah of sukkah unless he has in mind the reason. All other mitzvahs, you have to have kavanah to fulfill the mitzvah. I don't have to necessarily have kavanah for the mitzvah for the reason. By sukkah, you have to have in mind the reason. Why? Because the pasuk says the reason. Leman ki basukas hayshavti is bnei Yisrael. Leman yedu doraseichem ki basukas hayshavti. Chagas shivas yamim. The pasuk says 7 days you should live in the sukkah. Ki basukas hayshavti shivas yamim. Because so that they should know, I put them in sukkahs. So the Bach says the first night of sukkah. By the way, it's halacha. According to the Bach, you have to have in mind the reason for the mitzvah. Because the pasuk says the reason. Similar thing by tzitzis, he says. The pasuk says, "Laman," in order so that you should remember tizkar, in order to remember all of the mitzvahs. U'isa moisai, u'schaitim is komen tzvois Hashem. You should remember all of the mitzvahs when you see it. So, to the tzitzis, also perhaps you have to have in mind the reason for the mitzvah in order to fulfill the mitzvah. But the Bach has the comment over here in Hilchos Sukkah. Whenever the pasuk says the reason, you have to have in mind the reason. If you don't have in mind the reason, you're not yotze. So that's why the Tor paskins this shaila. It has in mind that we have to have in mind that none of you are covered. Kadosh Baruch Hu put us with Anani HaKavod in the Midbar. Why do you have to have, on our way out of Mitzrayim, why do you have to have this in mind? Because since the Pasuk says the reason, you have to have it in mind in order to be able to the Mitzvah. But then the Torah has this other question, which is also fascinating, where he asks, if this is Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim because of Anani HaKavod, why are we celebrating Sukkot in Tishrei? We should celebrate Sukkot in Nisan, right after Pesach. So the Torah gives his answer. The Torah says in the third line, "Afal pishi yatzanu mitzrayim b'chodesh Nisan loitzi vanu lasay sukkah b'oisaz man." Afishu yomais hakayitz. It's the summertime in Nisan, April, May, and everyone's going out to dwell in huts, cabanas. V'derech kol adam lasay sukkah letzel. V'lo haysini keres asiyasenu b'hem shehem mitzvahs haboyrei. It wouldn't be obvious we're doing so for the purpose of a mitzvah. Therefore, we do it now in Tishrei, so it's obvious that we're doing so for the purpose of a mitzvah. You know, obvious, you know, for the general population. If we do it in the summertime, it's not obvious. Others say different reasons, different terutzim to the Torah, which are more satisfying. Why do we do it in Tishrei as opposed to Nisan? The Torah says, because otherwise it wouldn't be obvious that we're doing so for the purpose of a mitzvah. So the Gra has a famous answer, you have to know this. The Gra says, because Klal Yisrael performed the Chet Ha'Egel, when do we perform the Chet Ha'Egel, Rabbi Yisrael? Yedias Klolius. When was the Chet Ha'Egel? Tisha B'Av. That was when Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchas. When did we get the second set? So says the Gra, when we committed the Chet Ha'Egel, we lost the Anani HaKavod. When did the Anani HaKavod come back? Says the Gra, when Moshe Rabbeinu began to build the Mishkan. When did Moshe Rabbeinu begin to build the Mishkan? So we know we got the second set of luchas on when? Anybody know we got the second set of luchas? Yom Kippur, we got the second set of luchas. So says the Gra, if you just look at the psukim, it took them one day for Moshe Rabbeinu to announce to everyone to bring things for the Mishkan. 2 days, the pasuk says they brought items. The fourth day, so the first day to announce, 2 days to bring items. The fourth day, Moshe Rabbeinu gave all the items that were collected to the artisans. When did they start to build the Mishkan, or start the work of building the Mishkan? On the 15th of Sukkot. On the 15th of Tishrei, which is, of course, the day of Sukkot. So says the Gra, when they started to build the Mishkan, that's when the Anani HaKavod returned. So that's why we have Chag HaSukkos, when, on the 15th of Tishrei, not only because it's Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it's Zecher to what? We paskin Anani HaKavod. We didn't actually dwell in huts. It was because we had Anani HaKavod that followed us throughout the Midbar, but we lost them at the time of the Chet Ha'Egel, but they returned when? When did they return? The 15th of Tishrei. That's why we have Chag HaSukkos on the 15th of Tishrei. In fact, the Meshech Chochma says, if you look, the Chag HaSukkos is mentioned twice in the Chumash before the Chet Ha'Egel. Once in Parashas Mishpatim, once in Parashas Kisisa, it's described as Chag HaOsif. Only after the Chet Ha'Egel is it described as Chag HaSukkos. Says the Meshech Chochma, because it only became Chag HaSukkos, Zeichel Anani HaKavod, after the Chet Ha'Egel, when the Anani HaKavod returned. Before that, it was known as Chag HaOsif, just the Yom Tov of gathering, because there were no Anani HaKavod. We lost them at the time of the Chet Ha'Egel. We got them back after the time we started to build the Mishkan. Why did we lose them at the time of the Chet Ha'Egel? So Beis Halevi explains, unbelievable explanation. He says, a whole new perspective on the Chet Ha'Egel. He says, because what happened at the Chet Ha'Egel? Of course, they built an Avodah Zarah. But what did those who build the Chet Ha'Egel say to Klal Yisrael? They said, Eila Elohecha Yisrael. This is your God. If I were building the Chet Ha'Egel for myself, what would I have said? Eloheinu Yisrael. What's Elohecha for you? Says the Beis Halevi, an unbelievable idea. He says they weren't building it for themselves. The people who built it weren't the people who worshipped it. They built it for others. They saw they wanted it, so they built it for them. So says the Beis Halevi, how could I do that? How could I build an Avodah Zarah for you? I didn't care about you. You want to worship Avodah Zarah? Gag is it? What did it have to do with me? I didn't care. Says the Beis Halevi, we only got the Anani HaKavod in the first place because we said, Naaseh v'nishma. Naaseh v'nishma is not Hebrew class, is b'loshin rabim. It's together we'll serve Hashem. Here at the Chet Ha'Egel, it was Eila Lehecha. You want to worship Avodah Zarah? It doesn't bother me. You want to chuck Torah and mitzvahs? It doesn't bother me. I'm fine. Eila Lehecha Yisrael, you go worship Avodah Zarah. Then says the Beis Halevi, that's why we lost the Anani HaKavod. When did they come back? At the time that we built the Mishkan, which Moshe Rabbeinu introduces, Vayakhel Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu brought them all together. So then, when they came all together to build the Mishkan, a group project, then the Anani HaKavod came back. Because they were Ba'achtos. And the Rizhin Rebbe adds an unbelievable idea of Yisrael Rizhin. He says, what is a gas? A gas is not molecules that are bound together like a liquid or like a solid. They're more loosely. Everyone's an individual molecule, but they just happen to come together to form a gas, you know, whatever binds the molecules together. But they're not bound as closely together as a liquid or a solid. So says the Rishon Rebbe, that's what the Anani HaKavod represents. When everybody's their own person, but we're working in unison, we're working together to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. So at the time of the Mishkan, when everybody began to work together again, the Anani HaKavod came back. That's where they came back, on the 15th of Tishrei, when we started to build the Mishkan. We lost them at the Chet Ha'Egel. Nobody cared about anybody else. It was, you want to do worship of Avodah Zarah, that's fine. When did we get them back? The time we started to build the Mishkan, when we started to build the Mishkan, the 15th of Tishrei. And that's where we got the Anani HaKavod coming back, and that's why Chag HaSukkos is in the month of Tishrei. Okay, Yishkar HaKavod.